Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I have no special access to what's happening this morning in Afghanistan, but I have a Chicago story to tell about my friend Lilia, who lives in New Mexico, but has come to Chicago for a family reunion and called Uber for a ride. And what she got was what is now commonly known as, "Oh no, it's happened to you too?" Lilia put herself and her purse on the Uber back seat. At the end of the ride, she opened the door, got out, closed the door, and realized she left her purse on the seat. "Hey," she shouted, "wait, please, my purse, my purse." The Uber driver heard her, looked at her, and drove away, leaving her without her purse, her cell phone, credit cards, money, and plane ticket back to New Mexico. Lilia trudged herself to the reunion, borrowed a cell phone with an Uber app, and called Uber frantically 6 times. No Uber answer, not even an Uber recorded message. Having remembered the Uber license plate, Lilia called the police, reported a robbery, and was told the police will investigate and call her back, which the police did, and said they traced and tracked down the Uber driver. But, "Sorry, ma'am, the driver knows nothing about a woman or a purse." So Lilia borrowed the cell phone again, called her neighbor in New Mexico, who helped get her home okay, but without, of course, her purse, her phone, her credit cards, and money, which up to now is the end of my story, except for the moral of it, which is exactly what you'd expect and is quite simple. Don't leave your purse on the seat of an Uber if you expect ever to see it again. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNRadio.com or download the WGN Radio app.